In Iraq today, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki made an unprecedented visit to Ramadi. It's the capital of the often violent Anbar province. Ramadi was long a major stronghold of Iraq's Sunni insurgents and al-Qaeda, but over the past few months, many key Sunni tribal leaders have turned against the militants, and they're now cooperating with U.S. troops and Iraq's Shiite-led government. As NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, Maliki's meeting with Sunni tribal sheikhs in Ramadi today was largely symbolic, but it was an important step nonetheless.
Prime Minister Maliki didn't arrive in Ramadi on his own. General David Petraeus, the top American military commander in Iraq, took him there by helicopter. However, once the chopper landed, Petraeus slipped out the left side, out of view, so Maliki could descend from the chopper from the right side, in front of the waiting television cameras, with no Americans in sight.
Thank you, Assalamu alaikum.
Maliki told reporters it was the first time he'd been to Ramadi in more than 30 years. Local tribal sheikhs, many dressed in long brown robes, turned out to greet him. Many armed with petitions asking for improvements in local services and more security. Maliki said his government was prepared to help.
There were some demands concerned with security. The ministers of defense and interior have received them and will work on them and begin to provide more and more services.
Despite the general mistrust between the Sunni sheikhs and the Shiite prime minister, the atmosphere was ostensibly friendly. They posed together for photos in front of the U.S. military base, the safest place in the city for them to meet. They joined hands, lifted them in the air, and smiled. The public message couldn't be stronger. Maliki is viewed by many Sunnis as weak or even permissive of the sectarian-driven violence roiling the country, particularly in Baghdad. But today's visit to this turbulent and hostile province was aimed at disproving that view. Sunni Sheikh Hamid Farhan was present at the meeting. He said it went well.
It was very restful and calm. He's an old friend of ours. He's one of us.
Among their chief demands, the sheikhs want their city's provincial council to return to Ramadi. The council currently meets in Baghdad because Ramadi has been so deadly. But Sheikh Farhan says the city is safer now and the council should return.
We've carried out a lot of operations against al-Qaeda. We've arrested dozens of them and the situation is now better.
Much of the center of Ramadi is a wasteland after nearly 4 years of relentless fighting between U.S. forces and Sunni insurgents. Building after building has been leveled. But General David Petraeus was in an upbeat mood as he walked through downtown Ramadi today.
Well, I'll tell you, Chuck, I never would have thought I'd be walking through downtown Ramadi. So you wouldn't.
The U.S. military has set up 30 joint security stations with Iraqi forces inside Ramadi to help sustain the city's newfound and fragile stability. It's the same tactic General Petraeus is employing in Baghdad now. Walking along a street that only 2 weeks ago was the scene of intense fighting, he encountered an elderly Iraqi.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Kayfa halak? Salam. How's the situation now?
It's good. So far, it's good. From, he said, there is a wide street or the main street there.
Tell them they'll clean that. With your help.
We are ready.
Ramadi's residents weren't always so friendly or so ready, but the mood here changed after a series of al-Qaeda attacks targeting Iraqis. Back at the tribal meeting, Sheikh Farhan says the terrorists became arrogant and the people of Anbar no longer support them. General Petraeus says this new attitude gives Iraq's Sunnis an opportunity to become a real political force alongside the Shiites and the Kurds.
There will be shouting, there will be emotion, there will be, you know, heated dialogue, all the rest of this. But at the end of the day, again, our hope, obviously, is that this is the start of something for Sunni Arabs in Anbar and perhaps an example to Sunni Arabs in other places who have yet to decide that it's just time to get on with life and to get their voice heard in Baghdad and in their local provincial councils.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Ramadi.